Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Over the Labor Day weekend, television psychiatrist or psychologist or psychobabble, whatever he is, Dr. Phil celebrated a birthday. And at Dr. Phil's birthday party, a girl jumped out of the cake. Then Dr. Phil told her that consciously acknowledging her negative behaviors was the first step toward improving her self-esteem. I guess he's always working that guy.
Beady-eyed little bastard.
Do you realize how much money he makes?
All the money.
He literally makes about $50 or $60 million a year from doing that show.
There's a saying that if you eat tacos, right? If you're eating a taco, put an empty shell underneath you, and then when you're done with that one, you have another one because of the droppings. That is Dr. Phil chasing behind Oprah in case she drops like a 20.
Well,
he gets all that money that she drops.
He makes all that money because of Oprah.
Right.
He was one of the legal experts she hired when she was getting sued by the cattle industry in Texas, way back when. And I have this. Mother and daughter are arrested in an aggressive crab leg robbery. This happened in Memphis, Tennessee. A 56-year-old woman named Felicia Hollins and her 34-year-old daughter named Gabrielle went to a grocery store there, and they started shoving about $200 worth of crab legs into a purse. When a manager tried to stop them, they punched her in the face. This is a mother-daughter crab leg theft ring. Then they took off. Two witnesses were able to identify them in photo lineups, and both the mother, Felicia, and her daughter, Gabrielle, were arrested. They both admitted that they did it. So at least there's no BS here. There's no lying. And if you want to read more about that, we've got their mugshots and that story on our website at bayou957.com. You know, it's sad when our parents are supposed to lead us in the right direction. They're supposed to tell us how to live proper lives. I mean, I couldn't. What would you do? I'm trying to look at their ages here. It's not like she was a little. Again, the daughter's 34, the mother's 56. So the 34-year-old didn't even say, "Hey, Ma, stop this." You know, I can understand if, because we've seen some of these mother-daughter crime waves where the daughter really can't say no to the mother, or the mother is going to smack the daughter or whatever. They'll be disciplined. But in this particular case, the daughter's 34 and the mother's 56. What do you do if your 56-year-old mother comes up to you and says, "You know, what, these crab legs look good. We just don't have the money."
I've said all I'm going to say on this story, because I did it last Friday when you were on vacation.
Saw the good stuff when I'm not here.
Bye, Felicia.
Well, maybe for part of their rehabilitation, maybe these two women could go see Dr. Phil.
Yes.
Because he could sit down with the mother on one side of them, the daughter on the other. Don't you know that stealing crab legs is not the...
That's right.
You don't do that with your daughter. Although they must have been some really, really delicious crab legs to do that. Anyways, that's a story those two will have to tell for a long time. When me and Mom got arrested and we were cellmates for a couple of days. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. So, watching the news coverage of Hurricane Dorian as it tries to make its way up the Florida coast, did you see what it did to the Bahamas? It completely leveled part of the Bahamas, and some of the worst video footage I've ever seen of the result of a storm. I mean, I mean, sure, we got flooded, Hurricane Katrina, and it was awful to see those images and such. But this Hurricane Dorian leveled part of the Bahamas. I mean, it went through neighborhoods, and there is nothing left. I mean, all you see are houses that are completely destroyed, and they're bits and pieces of wood laying on the ground. Horrible what it did to the part of the Bahamas, and that's the worst storm the Bahamas, those islands, have ever seen before. And now Hurricane Dorian is making its way up the coast, and I think some of the news people are upset because they've been talking about it for seemingly ever now, over a week, and here it is, and it's not doing to Florida what it did to the Bahamas, thank God, and it's not it's really not making mainland the storm, and I think the news coverage, they didn't get what they bargained for when they sent all of their people down to the coast, up and down the coast of Florida. And obviously we don't want to see damage when the news invests so much, and they invest so much of their time and their effort and their reporters. They send them all to the beaches, and they want to get the best pictures for their viewing audience. You know, and that's another interesting thing about the news coverage of a storm like that. They want to get the most incredible pictures they can possibly get to send to people's 40 and 50 inch big screens in their living rooms all over America. And obviously, the majority of America, this storm doesn't affect them. They don't care about this storm. Like most hurricanes, the majority of America, they're thinking, well, why are you showing me this? And the only reason why they're showing most of America those pictures are to get the most incredible pictures of that they could possibly get. Because why else would the rest of America even care about a hurricane that doesn't affect them?
Well, with TV, network TV, a lot of it too is the post self-congratulatory promos that they will run. You know, XYZ News, we were there first. We were on the scene. Nothing happened, but if it were, we were ready to cover it.
They show the reporter standing in the middle of the storm.
Sure.
So, but this one doesn't seem to be. It's going up the coast. It's kind of off the coast, and sure, the coast of Florida, they're getting a storm, but it's now down to a category 2, as it's making their way up. And you know, this news coverage of this has been going on since before the Labor Day weekend. Here we are after the Labor Day weekend, and again, other than the Bahamas, I don't see. They're not getting the bang for their buck. It's all for the pictures. Because think about it, and I even mentioned this yesterday on the show. I've got some Facebook friends here in the New Orleans area that were complaining on Facebook that storm was getting too much news coverage, and they didn't care about seeing that on the news when they turned on CNN. They didn't want to see that when they turned on Fox News. They didn't want to see that. They said, there must be other news going on. I live here in New Orleans. Why do I care about seeing what Hurricane Dorian is doing if it doesn't affect me? And if some people feel like that in New Orleans, you know, people in California and Oregon and Washington State and Colorado, Missouri, I could name 40 other states too that this hurricane isn't affecting. And it's a big decision the news always has to make. National newscasts like that. That's a big decision they have to make. Are we going to show the hurricane that 90% of our viewing audience isn't affected by just to get the pictures, just to get the effect to show them? See how lucky you are that you don't live here, which is otherwise paradise here in Florida, but not this week. So obviously, we're always thinking about people that are caught in storms, no matter where they are, and And did you see the cruise ships that had to end up? They ported here in New Orleans. There were a couple of cruise ships that came in, and the people, they were at the end of their vacations. And they...
I've been waiting for my ship to come in. Is that part of this story?
No, but thousands were stranded in New Orleans after their cruise ships had to divert from the path of Hurricane Dorian. And our local news yesterday, we're talking to some of those people. A few of them were smiling, but the majority of them weren't. It was the end of their vacation. Vacations. They were supposed to port. One was supposed to port in Miami. The other was supposed to port a little bit north of that. But because of Hurricane Dorian, there are two Norwegian cruise lines. Their ships had to pull into the port of New Orleans yesterday afternoon, and had to drop off their people there. And I looked at the local newscast of it, and many of the people, they didn't have the looks on their faces like they wanted to be interviewed by local news for docking or pulling into New Orleans where they should have been pulling into somewhere in South Florida. And many of them they stayed at hotel. Look, there are worse places to be docked in New Orleans, right? Yeah, I know your vacation's extended a few days. Here's a place to extend your vacation. This is the French Quarter. But some people went right to the airport and tried to get back to their homes as soon as they could.
Well, some people were upset to find out they had to dock in New Orleans, and you think, like, I didn't gun up. Wait, where's my gat? I got to go home.
Well, hoping for the best. This is the price you pay for living in a pretty cool area of the country to live in, where we get these hurricanes on a regular basis. So, that's that. Coming up on the show, have you ever been to Burning Man? Have you read about it? This used to be something that, I guess for some people it's still pretty cool. Burning Man, it's out in the desert. It's a festival. In recent years past, there have been people who have lived up to the title of that festival. And wait to hear what happened at Burning Man this year, though. Is it just ended? I guess it's a Labor Day weekend every year, and I know some people like they say, "Geez, I want to go to Burning Man." When you hear what just happened out there, coming up here on Bayou 95.7, Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. So this weekend is going to be the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival. This weekend is going to be the biggest Saints pep rally for this season. It's at LaSalle Park. And it's Saturday and Sunday at LaSalle Park in Metairie. All kinds of bands playing, including Cowboy Mouth with our friend Fred. You hear Fred here on the weekends. You know, Fred was great when he came in and played our show last week. Real good stuff. Also, the producers, Supercharger. By the way, Supercharger is going to be here later this afternoon or later this morning. They're going to be playing at 9 o'clock. They're going to come in and hang out with us on our show.
We're going to have to knock out a wall to accommodate all these people, but sure, we'll work on it.
Yeah, also playing the massive Black and Gold pep rally this weekend, Big Sam's Funky Nation, the Top Cats, many more. And on Sunday, we want you, if you want to win prizes, a cool prize, dress as a blind referee. And we're going to be looking for you if you are. That's on Sunday. But I'm going to be out there both Saturday and Sunday. I'm looking forward to that. The Who Dat Rally and Music Festival. It's going to be a great time this weekend at LaSalle Park in Metairie. Hope to see you there. And if you need any more information on what's happening, what time bands are playing, who's playing when and what, and who's wearing what, go to our website. Bayou957.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. I've never been to Burning Man. And if you're listening, I don't know if you're familiar with Burning Man, but Burning Man's been going on for a while. It's a festival that they have out in the desert. And usually it makes a little bit of news. And I guess they have it every year for Labor Day weekend. And I don't think I'm hip enough to go to Burning Man, because I think you have to really be hip. You have to be cool. You have to be one of the cool kids to go to Burning Man, or at least that's what I've heard. But I've yet to go, and I remember reading stories about Burning Man over the last few years about how someone actually burned to death at Burning Man. Really, really going for it out there. This year at Burning Man,
that's going all in. We call that going all in.
Yeah. This year, a story that came out of Burning Man, some guy named DJ Flume, he's a DJ, a pretty big DJ, and he performed there. He didn't just perform songs on stage. He performed Sex Act live on stage at Burning Man. DJ Flume, he's a popular Australian DJ.
That's another reason not to go.
You see what I mean? Remember how I brought up when we started talking about this? You got to be really hip. And I guess
I don't want to be that hip.
Yeah, I guess DJ Flume is pretty hip from Australia, and he went on towards the end of Burning Man this past weekend, and when he got up there, he brought a woman on stage, and it was his rumored girlfriend, and during his DJ set, he performed oral sex on her on stage at Burning Man. And people are recording this. And I don't know if the video's gone viral or not. I don't know who needs to see that.
YouTube.com, Burning Man.
His girlfriend, she's very attractive. Her name is Paige Elkington. And
is that P-A-G-E or P-A-I-G-E?
I-G-E. P-A-I-G-E.
Yeah. It's for science.
And while her supposed boyfriend, DJ Flume, was up there entertaining the masses at Burning Man, she hopped up on stage, and then DJ Flume decided to, he performed a sex act live on stage at Burning Man. I guess this is where Burning Man, this is where they are, this is where that hip festival is at now, as you can... You can go have a good time, and then you can see that on stage as well.
You can't, however, see it on YouTube. So I've heard. Can't find it. There are different versions videos of trees and fruit and flowers that some idiot has put together in his mother's basement. I'm guessing along with the story read by a robot voice. I'm so tired of that.
Evidently, the Paige Elkington, the woman who was the recipient of this act on stage at Burning Man, she said, quote, "Sorry, Mom," unquote. I guess she knew that what was about to happen was going to be viewed by a lot of people. And so, how about that? I got to get to Burning Man. I just wish I was cool enough to go.
Here are a list of things that it is recommended that you bring with you as far as personal items if you're going to Burning Man. Number one, sunblock. Even if you're going for that deep, dark Black Rock desert tan, bring some high SPF for your face and shoulders. The sun is effing hot. Thank you. Number two, earplugs. Burning Man doesn't stop when you do, so if you're a light sleeper, it's a good idea to bring some. Number three, one-ply toilet paper for use at your camp's local porta potty.
I wonder why they suggest one ply. I always preferred two ply or multiple ply.
You are a two ply guy. Number four, a basic dop kit, toothbrush, toothpaste, razor. You always want to look your best at Burning Man. Lip balm, preferably with sunblock in it. Towels, bring a few per person. They get dirty fast. Ha ha, bet they do. Lotion and aloe vera post-sunburn stuff. Eye drops to wind and dust can be hard on your eyes. A solar shower. Have you ever heard of this, a solar shower? These are great since your only other option for cleaning off are a shower in an RV or stripping down and chasing one of the non-potable water trucks that sprayed during the day. And finally, smokes and gum. You can't just run down to the gas station to get either one, and both of these can be constantly gifted. Both are crowd pleasers. This is like prison.
But it's
and don't forget a shank, just in case.
But it's for all the hip people, the people that are there.
This sounds hip
yeah. And they're cool, and they're and now this guy DJ Flume, this Australian DJ, is making news because
he's raised the bar quite a bit.
Yeah, he finished the show on stage. Besides doing his DJ act, he performed a live sex act on the woman that we believe is his girlfriend, the very attractive.
Paige Elkington. Did you know there are no dumpsters at Burning Man? You pack out everything you take in, including trash and dirty water. So always try to plan ahead and either choose things that can be cleaned or reused or things that can be burned.
See, I've always had...
have I not been there?
I've always been interested in other things, and I've had other plans on Labor Day weekend every year. That's why I've never gone to Burning Man.
Right. Well, here you go.
Maybe
2020 is your Burning Man year.
Maybe look into it next year. All right, coming up on the show, could you imagine if you were enjoying a barbecue at your home, out in your backyard, you're enjoying barbecuing up, grilling up that meat, and your next-door neighbor was a vegan and had serious issues with you, at least the way the wind is blowing your grilling meat smell into her yard. We have that story coming up. Should police be able to get involved in something like that? We'll explain on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. We had a very interesting story about people were just found a 28-year-old royalty check issued to Kurt Cobain. It was recently uncovered at a record store in Seattle. Hey, they still have record stores in Seattle? Well, at least they had one.
Haven't you heard? Vinyl is coming back, man.
Yeah, a place called Easy Street Records. And some staff there were just going through some stuff in the back room, and they happened to find a royalty check written out to Kurt D. Cobain, and it had his address on it in nearby Olympia, Washington. And the royalty check was for $26.57. Pretty interesting. The check is dated March 6th, 1991. That's 6 months before Nevermind came out, the album that changed everything in music, at least rock music. And the $26.57 royalty check,
for which Courtney Love took a $25 Uber ride to Seattle to pick it up.
It was from BMI.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing Nirvana had out at that point was the awesome demo, some call it their first album, called Bleach, which is fantastic. And so people are guessing that's what the $26.57 royalty check to Kurt D. Cobain. The guy who owns the record store there, Easy Street Records in Seattle, his name's Matt Vaughn. He said, quote, "We just found it," or should say noticed it. He said the item was found among a lot of Nirvana tour itineraries. Quote, "We looked through them a little but just put them in storage. So they had different paperwork on Nirvana, their tour itineraries, dates of tours, things that they were supposed to be doing, what they were doing when they were on tour. And this check, this royalty check for $26.57 just kind of fell out. Pretty cool.
If you're That'd be a great collectible for a Nirvana fan.
Absolutely.
Put that in a frame and put it in a music room. Man cave.
And that's not the only thing they found in that record store. He also found a money order in that group of papers, a money order payable to Kurt Cobain's landlord, one of his backstage passes, and a past due doctor's bill. And it all had Kurt Cobain's name on it. See, this is the kind of stuff that's going to end up in some auction soon at some point. Evidently, the check is worth about $50 in today's dollars. I always ask you, I always say, hey, a check that was written in 1991 that is worth $26.57, what would it be worth today? Almost double. They say that check's worth about $50 today. Something how how the dollar goes up like that.
What was my mouse worth in 1991? $26.51 in 1991.
They say it's about $50.
Oh, that's pretty close. Adjusted for inflation. $49.78.
Oh, there you go. A 28-year-old royalty check issued to Kurt Cobain.
Courtney Love said, mine, I'll take it. I'll take it.
And I'm sure pretty soon we'll be seeing that going up for auction with a bunch of the other stuff that they had. Now, some guy just looking through a back room at a record store it's amazing that they still have a record store.
Well, you say that, but I mean, record stores, I mean, there's a great spot that we found in Atlanta, and I can't think of the name of it. And of course, every you mention the word Atlanta here, it's like a dirty word, but not too far from the new ballpark, SunTrust Stadium, SunTrust Park, there's a great, I guess you'd call it a record store, but I found a collectible, a Beatles collectible in there for my sister that I've been looking for years. And and that was the case in London. We went into some quote-unquote record stores in London. And sure, they have vinyl, but it's a lot of collectibles and just a lot of different stuff, and I think they just throw it under the colloquial term record store. But that's not the, I would say that's probably not the basis of their sales.
You ever go to Mushroom?
I have been to the Mushroom.
Uptown in New
I've
Orleans.
Been to the Mushroom. Mushroom, I went there looking for, they had a big sale, and I went there looking for some shirts. Some rock shirts.
Yeah, but they have more shirts and hats and stuff like that than they do records.
Or
just as much.
That's what these places like Atlanta, Seattle, I think they're more geared toward.
I love stuff like that. That's cool stuff.
You're a hippie.
All right. Coming up next, we will look at today in history. We call the segment Why Today Doesn't Suck. Stick around for that here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford.
Depression and suicidal thinking can happen to any of us, but until very recently, most people kept quiet about this experience. Please join Bayou 95.7 this Sunday, the start of National Suicide Prevention Week at 7 a.m. as we help end the stigma of talking about mental health. It is I'm Listening this Sunday at 7. Take a minute, save a life, and for an opportunity to be featured on the show with your story, please share at imlistening.org.
It's time for us to look at today in history, and on this show we call the segment
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
September 4th. Oh, I remember watching this today in 1997.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
After performing during the MTV Video Music Awards pre-show, outside there on the roof of Radio City Music Hall, Pat Smear, guitarist of the Foo Fighters, grabbed the microphone and he publicly announced that's the last song he'll ever play with the Foo Fighters. He will no longer be the guitarist. And then he introduced the new guitarist, who didn't last very long, a guy by the name of Franz Stahl.
It's like,
and they played another song. And why that's a big deal is because Pat Smear's exit from the Foo Fighters right. didn't last that long. He ended up coming back. And Pat Smear, he's a very interesting character.
Yes, he is. He's almost 70.
Well, not only is he much older than the rest of the Foo Fighters, but the reason why, and he was part of Nirvana. If you ever watch the Nirvana MTV Unplugged, he's the other guitar player up there playing, and that's before people knew who he was.
Right.
But Kurt Cobain and Dave Grohl really respected Pat Smear because in the late 70s, he was the guitarist of the punk band The Germs. And even though The Germs only had one album and they literally were kicked out of every club they ever played in Los Angeles, they were a Los Angeles punk band. By the way, and they were featured in the great movie/documentary by the woman who later went on to do Wayne's World, Penelope Spheres. It was called The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Germs, Pat Smear played guitar, and the singer of that band, a guy by the name of Darby Crash, ended up overdosing on heroin, and he died very young.
Right.
A pretty wild story with that band.
Pat Smear is the unsung star of the Foo Fighters video, Big Me. The one based on the Mentos commercials. Pat Smear is just, he steals the scene in that video. It was on this date, September 4th, 1996.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The original lineup of Van Halen make their first public appearance in 12 years at the MTV Video Music Awards at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. The show also featured performances by Kiss, Neil Young, and Metallica. It was on this date, September 4th. 1982.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The Steve Miller Band, friends of the show, reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart for the second and final time with Contractual Obligations. I'm sorry, that's pronounced Abracadabra, which spent 2 weeks on top. It was on this date, September 4th, 1975.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
You would have to, I would say, in the history of rock and roll, in the top 25 live albums of all time, I would think you would have to put this one. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band began a two-night stand at Cobo Hall in Detroit, basically their backyard, recording their first live album, Live Bullet. I think you put that up there with Kiss Alive and with Frampton Comes Alive and maybe the Stones. What is the Stones?
Get Your Ya-Ya's.
No, what's the other one? There's the double live album. Maybe that is what I'm thinking of.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, one birthday today of the rock and roll variety, born on this date in 1960.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
You talk about an innovative guitar player. There is nobody else who plays like Kim Thayil, formerly of Soundgarden. And that's all I got.
And finally, September 4th, it was today in 1982.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The song Valley Girl, co-written by Frank Zappa and his daughter Moon Unit, entered the top 40 charts. That's a place, the top 40, where Frank Zappa very rarely ever was. And that song went all the way up to number two, the song he did with his daughter. And then after that, Frank Zappa disappeared from the charts. There's a guy that never had any interest in being in the charts. And that was, I'm sure, a very unique and strange, weird experience for
her. Yes, I haven't seen her recently, but back in the day, 25, 30 years ago, Moon Unit, oh my goodness, was she hot. And that's a segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
So I just read this. People with visible tattoos, you know, tattoos that you can see even when they're fully dressed, fully clothed, that would mean tattoos on their neck, maybe face, forehead, hands, the back of their hands. Just read, people with visible tattoos are more likely to act reckless and impulsive, according to a new study. A group of economists conducted this study, this survey, and they did it in Canada, actually. This is a study of more than 1,000 people conducted in Canada, and the study came up with people with visible tattoos are more likely to act more impulsive and recklessly to their counterparts who don't have visible tattoos. Is that a surprise to you? I mean, as we sit here in the year 2019, so many people have tattoos. I mean, you see people that are sleeved. You know, people that used to be sleeved with tattoos, they used to be people that killed people and people that went to jail for things. And now you see people with sleeve tattoos. They're chefs at your local restaurant.
Well, I'm of the age that let me put it this way. Like my dad, who passed away last year at 90, was in the service after World War II. Did not see combat. Just drafted by the Army. Had no tattoos. His brother, who was 7 years younger, who's also dead, was in the Navy and had the full-blown thing across his chest. I don't know if it was an anchor that said mother. That's a bit cliche. But for myself growing up, men who were older, tattoos meant it was just part and parcel of being in the service.
Yeah, a lot of guys in World War II, tattoos, that was there.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is that's not I don't know if that is the case now or not. Let me give you another example of somebody who I was shocked to find out that they're covered with tattoos that you can't see them when they're dressed, and that is the IndyCar driver Tony Kanaan. He is a bodybuilder. He is very short statured, maybe 5'2", 5'3", but this guy is completely ripped. But he did like a men's health or something like that, and he is sleeved completely all over, but you would never know it, whether he's in street clothes or a racing driver's uniform. I don't have any. I don't have anything against them. I just I've got friends who it's like Christmas for them to find out that they're about to get another one.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's like I look at Christmas.
That's why I found this interesting. Because you look at the history of tattoos in America, World War II, like you said, that's that was their calling card, and then after that, you know, bikers and now everybody seems to get them.
Right.
And now I think if you're young, the cool thing is not to get tattoos because everybody else has them. And to see people with all kinds of ink, it just shows you how times change.
And one thing I find that is similar to this as far as ink and marking is what NBA players do, which is very disturbing, the actual branding, where they will heat up a designed piece of metal, and you will see them actually, they've literally branded themselves. A lot of the NBA players do that. I'm surprised how big tattoo culture has taken over Major League Baseball.
Everybody's getting one. Used to be something that only certain demographics got.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, everybody seems to be getting all kinds of ink.
Right.
And I thought this was interesting. People with visible tattoos are more likely to act reckless and impulsive, according to this new study.
I think many of those people would dispute that study.
All right, coming up on the show. Do you like to cook meat on a grill in your backyard like many people? Well, hopefully you don't live next to a vegan or a vegetarian, and we'll explain why coming up, because some battle lines are being drawn there. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. September is National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. Sadly, many of our kids are so fat, teen boys are happy just to get in their own pants. And from what I understand, Garanimals now only sells the cows and the pigs. That's so, hey, pay attention to September being National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month and take care of those kids. Coming up next, you would think it wouldn't be that bad moving in next door to a vegetarian. Well, unless, wait till you hear this story that we got for you coming up. The vegetarian from hell. That's next on Bayou 95.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. I remember about a year or so ago seeing a video that went viral of the police being called to a home because they were barbecuing. They were cooking out on the grill at the home in the backyard, and the neighbor was upset because the neighbor didn't like the smell of all of the cooking meat going into their yard. You remember that?
How can you not like that smell? I live for that smell.
Well, the neighbor didn't like it, called the cops, and I think at first the cops, the homeowner who was doing the cooking out, who was doing the barbecuing, who was doing the grilling of the meat, he started laughing at the cop. Really? I mean, it's a beautiful sunny day. I'm in my backyard. I'm enjoying my yard with my friends and my family, and I'm cooking meat. And you're telling me you were called here because one of my neighbors didn't like the smell of the meat? As if I could control the way the wind blows? As if there's anything I could do about it? I think the guy got a ticket, and then I remember making some news.
Wasn't there, like, disturbing the peace or something involved with that story?
That's what he got the ticket for, because he disturbed his neighbor with the smell of his grilling meat.
Stop disturbing my peace.
It was crazy. Well, this just happened in the western side of Australia, out there in Perth, as this vegan woman was so upset because her next-door neighbors were cooking meat,
right,
barbecuing. It got to the point where she literally sued them in a court of law. Could you imagine? I mean, you would think moving in next door, okay, well, I know some neighbors might have issues. Okay, you're a vegan. All right. So I'm going to cook out once in a while.
But you would think that would be pretty prominent in Australia, where they're making they're grilling kookaburra wings and
dingoes.
The Victoria Center cut filet and what's the other one? The Alice Springs chicken. Yes, please hold your applause until I've read the entire Outback Steakhouse menu. I would think that grilling in Australia would be pretty commonplace.
Well,
like many nights per week, not just on weekends.
Well, this particular vegan, she blew her bloomin' onion, and she sued her neighbors for cooking meat in their backyard. And in her lawsuit, she said, it's deliberate. They're doing this on purpose. I couldn't believe it when I saw this.
She had this to say.
They've put it so you smell fish. All I smell is fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there.
Do you think they're doing this on purpose?
Oh, absolutely. Of course they are. It's deliberate. That's what I said to the court. It's deliberate. They've just banged the wall at any time when I've been sleeping. Then their kids with their basketballs, just banging and it vibrates this part of the house. It's been devastating. It's been a turmoil. There's been unrest. I haven't been able to sleep. Exactly what I've wanted from the word go is to live my life in peace and to get on with my life.
Stop this turmoil and unrest!
That's Cilla Carden. And she actually took her case to the Supreme Court of Western Australia.
Or the WA.
And, you know, it wasn't just her neighbors barbecuing because, again, she's a vegan. But she didn't like it when her neighbors were smoking cigarettes in their backyard. She didn't like it when her neighbor's children were playing basketball in her neighbor's yard because of the sound of the ball hitting the ground and then hitting the backboard. And then it was just driving her. Now, look, I think there are many of us, if we have never had a neighbor from hell, we know people who have. We've been related to people. We've had friends or friends of friends who have moved in next door to the biggest nightmare that they could ever imagine. I mean, think about it. You got your own home. You know, you own your own home. This is something you own. This is your yard. You're in your backyard. You're barbecuing. You're smoking a cigar or whatever the case may be. But the neighbor next door just does not stop complaining about everything you're doing in your backyard.
It all smells like fish.
Is that what she said?
The smell of fish. Yes. That's what she starts out saying here.
They've put it so you smell fish. All I smell is fish.
Fish. F-E-E-S-H, fish.
I guess she doesn't like the smell of fish.
No.
And she says she can't enjoy her backyard because her next door neighbors are really, really, really enjoying their backyard.
Right. Well, I had a situation living, I'm not even going to mention where, but a situation where someone moved in across the street and kept a dog chained up around the clock. I mean, this poor animal just, and it just wailed. It barked just out of loneliness and I would imagine out of hunger because I never saw them feeding it. It remained chained to a post, right?
Well, if you want to know what the Supreme Court system is like, in Australia, they rejected her claims, and they dismissed the case.
Hmm.
So at least the people in the courts of Australia, getting all the way up there to the Supreme Court in Western Australia, at least they had their right mind, and they told that woman, they said, "Hey, you're crazy."
Well, they said no rules, just fish.
Hmm. Yeah, and your neighbors have to be able to enjoy their fish. You learn how to coexist. So I'm glad to see the justice system in Australia actually works, and it's a shame that this went all the way to the Supreme Court there. Coming up on the show, wait till you see what just washed up on the shores of a beach in Florida because of Hurricane Dorian. This is interesting. That's next on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So yesterday, former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards was rushed to the hospital. And when I was checking the news yesterday, his wife, who's about half his age, Trina, said that it looks good. What happened was he had a severe drop in his blood sugar, and they linked that to dehydration. But he's doing well, and they kept him overnight just as a precaution. And it looks like he'll be returning home today. But that was good news. I mean, if he's got to stay alive for anything, he's got to stay alive for his wife. I mean, she's young, she's very attractive, and I'm glad to see that whether you agreed with him or disagreed with him politically, that our former governor, who did some time in jail, looks like he'll be getting out of the hospital today, and that was good news after I saw that news report yesterday. Coming up next on the show, you're not going to believe what Hurricane Dorian brought onto the shore of a beach in Florida yesterday. Wait till you hear this story. That's next on Bayou 95.7.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. So Hurricane Dorian is still moving very slowly up the coast of Florida, the east coast of Florida. It devastated a lot of the Bahamas. I mean, a bunch of the Bahamas are underwater, and if you've seen any of the video, just horrific scenes of just complete neighborhoods and just to the ground. The homes just destroyed and just awful. The worst storm that the Bahamas have ever seen. But instead of going overland here in Florida, it's just kind of going up the coast. And there's a lot of people in Florida, well, they do live in Florida, they're Florida men and Florida women, who were on the beaches watching the hurricane just offshore. And yesterday morning, on one of the beaches in Melbourne, Florida, on one of the beaches there called Paradise Beach, there were a bunch of people out there. And one of the beachgoers was literally hit by something that Hurricane Dorian threw from the water onto the shore. It was a package, and the package was wrapped up. And the package was labeled, this is what it said on the package. It said, dinamiter. That means dynamite in Spanish. And so when the beachgoers saw that, there happened to be cops there on the beach. This was yesterday morning. As a matter of fact, right around this time, the beachgoers flagged down the cops. And what do you think was in a package that was all sealed up that you could hold in your hand and that was labeled dynamite?
Dinamitar.
In Spanish.
Dinamitar.
What do you think it was?
I don't know.
It was cocaine.
Ah!
And they're saying that this wasn't the only... It's about a kilo, because that's how they package them, about a kilo at a time.
Cocaina.
And they're saying now a few more of those have washed up just north of where this one washed up.
Do you have the coordinates on that? I'll write that down.
In Melbourne, Florida. Well, it leads me to ask you the question, and I never like to ask, well, what would you do in that situation? Because it's easy for anyone to say what they would do. But you're sitting there on the beach enjoying Hurricane Dorian in Melbourne, Florida, and you get hit by what turns out, it's a package, it turns out to be a kilo of coke.
I would have had more fun with the dynamite, frankly.
Well, I think that's what concerned the people who were hit by this brick of cocaine, and there happened to be police officers there. But that brick of cocaine, I don't know. It's not a drug I do. But it's worth thousands of dollars. I mean, you get hit upside the head by a brick of cocaine, and sure, at the time they didn't know what it was. It was just a package, and it was sealed very tightly, and it had the word dinamitar on the side, which is dynamite in Spanish. So wherever it came from, I guess that's the good junk. I guess that's the good stuff.
That would sound completely different. That would be more like... theater of the mind.
So Hurricane Dorian is bringing all kinds of different stuff to the... to America. And so now they're going just north of there because they believe that a few more of these bricks have washed ashore in northern Brevard County there in Florida. And, boy, it just makes you wonder, though, and I'd like to think that that I would do the right thing. And but all of a sudden, here's something, albeit illegal, that's worth thousands of dollars that just washed up right at your feet or hit you in the head as you're sitting on the beach. And, well, now the cops have it. And I mean, you think about all of the drugs and all of the cocaine that have come through Florida over the years. You ever see the Cocaine Cowboys? Well, one of the best documentaries ever made.
Part of that.
Yeah, that was about the cocaine epidemic in Florida around 1980. Give or take a couple of years in each direction, and how that led to, I mean, shootouts with and shopping malls. And but if you're looking for something to watch, that's a very interesting documentary. It's called Cocaine Cowboys. And what's interesting about that, when they started doing that documentary, they wanted to find out who was in charge of all of the coke, where it came from. Columbia was the place. I don't want to give out too many spoilers, but when they found out who was in charge, who was the kingpin when it came to so much of the cocaine that ended up in Florida around 1980, it was shocking.
Right.
I'll just.
This is not exactly kingpin.
No, I'll just leave it at that. But yeah. I highly recommend, if you enjoy watching documentaries like I do, about real life stuff, about things that really happened. I mean, back then in Miami, Florida, the cocaine epidemic got so bad. I mean, that's where the movie Scarface came out of, and the Cocaine Cowboys, just an incredible documentary. At that point, the city of Miami and Miami Beach, Florida, made the cover of Time magazine, and it said Paradise Lost.
Right.
And one other thing it said, and I won't say anything more because if you haven't seen it.
Okay.
They said pretty much every dollar bill in South Florida around 1980, we're talking 1978, 79, 80, 81, they said every dollar bill, especially every $10 and $20 bill, you couldn't find one that if you brought it to a lab, there would be traces of cocaine on it. That's how out of control cocaine was.
Yes.
in South Florida. Yes. Around 1980.
You tell them you want sanitation. I told you, tell them you want sanitarium. What are you talking about, sanitation?
No. And now it's still happening, because obviously this, what just washed up on the beach there in Melbourne, Florida, was something that was dropped in the water. I don't know exactly when, but it didn't make it to shore because of the police or whatever reason, and they have to dump the drugs a lot of the times. But it's still happening. And during Hurricane Dorian, and made a special delivery yesterday to beachgoers in Melbourne, Florida.
What do you put on the package if you are trying to smuggle dynamite? You put cocaine on that? I don't know.
Well, evidently, Dinamiteer,
right,
was working well for these people because this is what they were labeling it as.
Right, but that's cocaine labeled dynamite. What if you want to smuggle dynamite? What do you label that?
Good question. Maybe that's how they do it.
We'll have that tomorrow.
Coming up next on the show, a man who for years was a conversion therapist. That meant that he tried to convert gay people to be straight. He just
I think I know where this is
you
going.
You know, he just told the world something about himself, which is pretty unbelievable. We'll give you that story coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Over in France, there's one gentleman's club that now features pole dancing robot strippers. They say the robots are just like human strippers, but without the daddy issues. And that's who knows if that's going to be coming here. You know, they have those. We've talked about them before. The sex dolls that are so lifelike now.
How lifelike are they?
Some guys that's their main squeeze. That's what they're doing. And now you look at what's happening in France at the strip joints over there with these pole dancing robot strippers. Whew. Geez, the future. Technology is something when it works well, huh? I always say I love technology when it works great, but how many times does technology frustrate you when the damn thing's not working right? Coming up next, I can't believe this story. This guy was a conversion therapist for years. He was a conversion therapy crusader. He just made it a very interesting announcement to the world. And if you don't know what a conversion therapy crusader is, it's those people that tried to convert gay people into straight people. Well, wait till you hear what this conversion therapist just told the world. This is something else. That's next on Bayou 95.7.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. Coming up in about a half hour, we're going to have live rock and roll from Supercharger on the show. They're one of the bands playing the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival this weekend at LaSalle Park in Metairie. Look forward to that. In about a half an hour, always like it when we have it live here on the show. So I saw this story, and it didn't surprise me. It didn't shock me. You've heard of conversion therapy, haven't you? Conversion therapy is where some people go to try to be converted from gay to straight. We've seen this in this country, where people that, for whatever reason, believe that they can be converted. And I always thought that was kind of crazy because, I mean, you are who you are. You like who you like. You can't really fake that, you know? And I've always said, I mean, I couldn't imagine just choosing.
Well, I know some people who are faking it.
Who's that?
Well, some people. I'm not going to name names on the air, but I know some people who are faking it.
Well, I couldn't imagine just choosing to live a lifestyle where people would chastise you or look down on you. Not everybody, but some people. I just couldn't believe that people would just choose. You know what? I just think, I just think because I feel like it, I'm gonna like people of the same sex. I just couldn't imagine anybody choosing. I mean, you are who you are. You like who you like. You're attracted to who you're attracted to. You're turned on by what you're turned on by. I don't think you could go to conversion therapy. I never believed in that. Well, anyways, this big conversion therapy crusader just came out as gay. And he'd been doing this for a couple of decades.
So it worked after all. No, wait a minute. Now I've got that backwards.
The founder of a conversion therapy ministry has just come out as gay. And not only that, he now says that conversion therapy, again, something he had done for 20 years, an attempt to cure people of homosexuality, he's now saying it's destructive. His name is McCray Game, and he says, quote, conversion therapy is not just a lie, but it's very harmful. He started something called Hope for Wholeness, and he says that conversion therapy is false advertising. McCray Game is his name. He led the faith-based conversion therapy program for 2 decades. And he says it is supported by no science whatsoever. And in America, at least 700,000 adults have received conversion therapy at some point in their lives, whether it was their parents sending them there, or whether they just wanted to try and go and see what it was all about and see if they could change themselves. But go figure. This guy, McCray Game, who ran a conversion therapy ministry for 20 years, where he took money from people to attempt to convert them from being gay to being straight, he just came out of the closet as gay. You know, that's like a motivational speaker saying, "I have no motivation. I'm not motivated at all. I can't find any motivation." He says, quote, "Many professional health associations and the public support ending the use of conversion therapy." He didn't say this. Somebody else did. After they saw this guy and they saw what he has been doing for a living for the last 20 years. I mean, if you're listening, do you believe in that? Do you believe that you can convert someone? I guess there are people, if you look on the internet, you can find anything. But there are some people out there.
We proved that many times.
Yeah, there are some people out there that say that I've been converted. I used to be this way, and now I'm that way. And I just have I've never believed that, because I've always felt that's something you can't control. I don't think that's something. I mean, you look at someone, you're physically attracted to them. For the majority of people, it's the opposite gender. But for some people, it's the same gender. I don't think anything can be done about that. I don't think you could hook up wires to brains and not. You are who you are. That's. I don't think that could ever be changed. But now, this may be literally the biggest hypocrite in human history. McCray Game is his name. And after 20 years of running a conversion therapy ministry and trying to convert people from being gay to being straight, after doing this for over 20 years, he just came out as gay. And he's telling people don't believe in any of that conversion therapy. But that's something. And Brewster, I'll say it again. We've been doing radio a lot. Just when you thought you saw it all, did you ever think you'd see the day where a guy that was trying to convert people from being gay to straight for over 20 years comes out as gay?
Yes, I did. I didn't know it would be today, but yes.
At some point you were having it. All right. I'm excited. We're about a half hour away from the band Supercharger coming in and playing some songs for us.
Can you go run down to B97 and get some more chairs?
Yeah, we do.
You're closer than I am. Thank you.
A little bit short right now. We'll get that taken care of. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. A new John Travolta movie that just hit the theaters last week and already bombed. And the interesting thing, it's called The Fanatic. Fred Durst, the singer of Limp Bizkit, was behind this movie. And they say this is the low point in John Travolta's career. And that's saying something right there. Mm. But the movie called The Fanatic, it hardly made any money, and critics are already slamming it. As a matter of fact, Johnny Depp walked out on it. I mean, and that's saying something.
Yes.
If he says, I can't deal with this.
Fred Durst is trying to get really behind that movie now, like way behind it.
Mm. That's something. All right, coming up next, it's our commercial-free ride. And we're going to have some live rock and roll from Supercharger. This rules, because they're one of the bands playing this weekend at the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival at LaSalle Park in Metairie. We'll have more information on that. And by the way, if you want more information on that, go to our website. We've got all the details there. That's going to be fun. We're going to be there this weekend. Go to our website and check it out at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans. And Lamarck Ford.
Look at this studio filled with people. We've never had this many people in this room before.
We are about to rock out live this weekend. It's the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival. This is Saturday and Sunday. It's at LaSalle Park in Metairie. And I guess this is just a large pep rally to get this football season started out. And one of the bands playing, they're playing on Sunday, joins us in studio now. It's Supercharger. What's up, fellas?
Good morning.
How you doing?
Morning,
good to see all you guys, and I want to thank you for coming in, because I know for rock bands, coming in early in the morning, you guys are usually just going to bed right around this time. I know the feeling.
There you go.
So we appreciate you coming in. You're playing Sunday at 2 o'clock over there. You're one of the bands.
2:30.
Yep. And really looking forward to this. What do you all have to say real quick about some of the people that say, get over it? Get over what happened last year in the NFC Championship game. I say to those people, they didn't have the Super Bowl taken away from them like we did. I mean, it's not that easy to get over.
I agree. I don't think anybody's over. I think it's
going to stick for a while.
It is going to stick around for a while. Hopefully, at least until this coming Super Bowl.
There you go. Right.
When the Saints actually get
change
there.
It up.
All right, let's rock out. It's our commercial free ride. And again, Supercharger, they're playing Sunday at the Hoodat Rally and Music Festival. They go on at 2:30, and let's rock out with them now, live on Bayou 95.7.
Living a black neighborhood. He's got an interstate running through his front yard.
All right. Good stuff. That Supercharger live in studio here on Bayou 957.
That was great. I wish we would have recorded that.
Damn it. We should have recorded that.
You guys harmonize incredibly well. Is this Supercharger or Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young? Who is this over here?
See, we can harmonize well at 9 o'clock in the morning for one song.
Yeah. Supercharger, they're one of the bands playing this weekend at the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival. It's Saturday and Sunday at LaSalle Park in Metairie, and they're playing on Sunday. They go on at 2:30. Sunday, by the way, that's the day where we're encouraging everybody who goes to dress like a blind referee. And we're giving out prizes. So you're gonna see a lot of striped shirts on Sunday when you're out there, and people with sunglasses and probably canes as well.
Maybe we'll all
see
an
eye dogs.
And blind referee costume.
Yeah, now you got something you can wear on Sunday. But we're looking forward to that. You want to do another one right now?
Why don't we go around the room and let the guys introduce themselves, let their fingers rest a little bit, and then do one more.
Yeah, you're all native here, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Alita Springs, from Baton Rouge, but it'll be up for about 20-something years. So, Steve Landon.
Brent Graham from Mandeville.
Mike Schultz, Mandeville.
Will Langford, Metairie.
Steve, Brent, Metairie. Mike, and Will. All right. Metairie. Supercharger. How long have you guys been a band?
13 and a half years.
Something like that. Yeah,
something like that. I've been playing a long time.
Quit counting.
Must be doing something, right?
Yeah.
We haven't killed each other yet.
Absolutely.
So this is going to be a fun gig. This is going to be the biggest pep rally for the Black and Gold as we get ready to kick off the season. They start Monday night. And we're getting it going on Saturday and Sunday with the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival at LaSalle Park. Let's do another one. Let's hear another one from Supercharger.
Break up? Break up?
Yep.
Bodies as they dance across the floor.
Charger, live in the studio here.
It's great to hear songs that you don't hear many people do. I do some open mic nights, some acoustic things, and I try to do things like that. I don't do that song, but things that you don't hear everybody else do.
Yeah, I wish I had beer. I'm really? You play these songs. I may start
smoking cigarettes again. I'm having such a good time.
Should be throwing down a couple of beers.
So are you guys strictly acoustic? I mean, is this folks will see? Tell us what folks will see on Sunday at 2:30.
A much louder version of this with, electric guitars, drums, all that good stuff.
Cool.
Electric guitars, amps, guns, hookers, fire trucks.
Fireworks.
Well, let's play a song or two, and then we'll come back, and you guys play a couple more.
Let you get a drink of water and things here.
Yeah.
It's
Supercharger. Again, they're playing live. They're one of the many bands playing this weekend at the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival, LaSalle Park in Metairie, Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. They're going to be joined by Cowboy Mouth, the Top Cats, Big Sam's Funky Nation, the producers, and many more. It's a two-day massive pep rally as we get ready for the football season. More live Supercharger coming up next. The commercial free ride continues on the Osterlin Show here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Every time I hear that song for the rest of my life, because I just did, the only thing that pops into my head is the movie Old School. Frank the Tank. Whenever I hear that Whitesnake song, that's all I can think about is Frank the Tank in Old School. It's our commercial free ride, and we're joined by Supercharger. They're one of the bands playing this weekend at the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival at LaSalle Park this Saturday and Sunday. And these guys, Supercharger, they're playing on Sunday at 2:30 they go on. And they're nice enough to do an acoustic set for us in here. But when they play, they are going to be plugged in. As a matter of fact, you'll have to beware when you get out there. It's going to be so loud and raucous and crazy
when
these guys start playing. But if you go on to do one or two more, we'd love to hear from you.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So here's Supercharger live in the studio here on Bayou 95.7.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That supercharger live in the studio.
Can I get another Zima while you're up? Thank you.
Hey, that was the 90s music.
I
love that song.
I love acoustic because it really does, it strips down the song. Although there's been times when I thought acoustic jumped the shark, when MTV had Korn go unplugged. Oh. Acoustic. Like, wait a minute. Korn needs all the electricity. I don't want to hear Korn songs on acoustic guitars.
They're tuned down to Z. Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy playing acoustics? I know normally, like on Sunday when you play the big pep rally, I know you're going to be plugged in. Do you guys enjoy playing acoustic?
Oh, it's great. It's a lot less to carry around. I love doing it. It's more fun. You get the harmonies all out.
And that's the one thing I noticed about you guys, Supercharger. You really can harmonize. And you know, you can teach people how to play a song on guitar. You can't teach people how to harmonize.
This is true.
So I think what's your guys' opinion about some of the prevalent thought that it is tough for an original rock band to get a foothold in Metairie and around Jefferson Parish? Do you find that to be the case?
I think it's nationwide, but
yeah. It's just. It's just like a rock thing, rock, yeah, like
so
original rock.
For sure, I think because of the city really tries to protect its musical heritage, so it tends to put that before other musical stylings and things like that.
Right.
It's a plus and a minus. It's good for the city, and it's also, I think, it keeps us held back a little bit on the modern.
Well, it's not easy for Metairie when you're talking about music when they're right next to New Orleans.
Well, but it's kind of a thought that rock, original rock bands are kind of getting shut out. That's what some of my hoodlum friends think anyway.
I would agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I did it for years. We got shut out.
Well, I'm sure every club, any bar you go to, they say, hey, they play songs that people know.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Some people want to come out.
I played in the original band when I first moved here, and there'd be like 20 people in the crowd, and
can't make a living doing it, Arlen.
Right. But you play Brown Eyed Girl, and they just they go nuts.
Well, we don't play this. We refuse.
Yeah,
that's
right.
We try to play a few more obscure tunes that people won't necessarily do. The Tubes, weird stuff that people aren't always doing.
You guys ready to do one more?
Sure. Yeah, I suppose.
We'll give it a whirl. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's here. One more from Supercharger. Again, these guys are playing this weekend at the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival at LaSalle Park in Metairie. This is going to be a great pep rally. These guys play on Sunday, and we'll give you the whole lineup and all of that when they're done here. But let's hear one more from Supercharger. This is very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Way to hit those notes, and that's a hell of a guitar solo on that acoustic over there, brother. Good stuff. That's Supercharger, live on the Osterlin Show here on Bayou 95.7.
Do you guys have any social media you want to plug or anything where people can find you, they can follow you, they can friend you, they can like you, all that?
Well, we have a Facebook page. It's Supercharger, all capital letters, if you search it. Also, superchargertheband.net.
It's a website.
We have a MySpace account, but I forgot the password. So if you friend us on there or whatever, we're never going to see it.
Right.
And also Twitter. We got a Supercharger LA or underscore LA.
Cool.
And Supercharger will be playing this weekend at the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival at LaSalle Park. They play Sunday at 2:30. And I'm looking forward to that. And again, Sunday's the day that we encourage everyone to dress up like a blind referee. Prizes will be given out. And I guess it's our one last time to say, you know what, NFL, you know what, refs, this is how we feel about you.
Right.
You took the Super Bowl away from us by...
That's the Sunday. Make the statement one more time on Sunday, and then on Monday, let's play some football.
Yeah, yep. And then they kick off Monday night. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for coming in. It's Supercharger.
Who dat?
And again, they're playing with the Top Cats, Big Sam's Funky Nation, Fred and Cowboy Mouth, and many more. For all of the details, go to our website, Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So Britney Spears is in the news again, the Louisiana native, the Kentwood, Louisiana product, who at one time was the biggest pop star in the world, and then she completely lost her mind, and it's never come back.
Did you know she recently turned 50? I don't know if you were going to mention that.
But. No, but she's in the news again because the father of her two sons, that guy Kevin Federline, yesterday, he just got increased custody of their sons. He now has custody 70% of the time of their 13 and 12-year-old sons. It was 50-50 custody. Now he gets the kids 70% of the time, and Britney Spears gets the kids 30% of the time. What does that say about her? When such a loser, a guy that can't find a job like Kevin Federline.
He can't find a career.
No way. I mean, he's living off her money. She pays him. And he gets more custody over their two kids than she does. You know, she's never fully come back from losing it. She is a perfect example of someone who you have to be careful when it comes to becoming rich and famous. I mean, because you're basically taking someone out of a trailer park, giving them millions of dollars. They have no education. She had, as a matter of fact, she's not quite 50. I mean, she's getting there. But Brewster, her father still controls her finances. She can't even control the money she makes.
Well, but I think just on terms of looking within her, within the shoebox that is Britney Spears, I think the one thing... Let's take, for example, comparing Britney Spears to Madonna. The one thing that Madonna was always able to do was reinvent herself, whether she had to take off the lace gloves and stop being the ragtag Lucky Star waif to then a Marilyn Monroe type material girl. Then she's doing Vogue and she's the club act. And, you know, now she's like this guitar kind of troubadour. But through all of that, she's always been able to reinvent herself. Britney Spears does one thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty much one thing. And the market for that is we're 20 years past the market for what Britney Spears brought to the party. Unless I'm wrong.
And well, the one thing Madonna never did was lose her mind. I mean, Britney Spears, we watched her. We literally watched that young woman lose her mind.
Right. Madonna acted on Broadway. Madonna's done movies. I mean, Britney Spears just, I mean, what more does she have to bring?
I think she's a Vegas act for the rest of her life if she wants to do that. But how low can it go when her ex, the father of her children, Kevin Federline, has just received more custody over their two children than she has? I mean, how bad must it be for her if a judge looks at Kevin Federline and says, you know, the kids should be with him more than she should. They should be with you, Britney Spears.
Is Kevin Federline the guy, the blonde-haired guy in that meme with the long weed sticking out of his mouth and a mullet? Is that Kevin Federline?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. But geez, I hope she gets it together.
Yes.
I really do.
Thoughts and prayers going up.
To Britney.
Or down.
And that's just about going to do it for our show today. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Ginty is coming up next. Ginty. He's got your music notes at noon. And we'll chat again tomorrow morning around 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.